looking for an investment property but unsure where to buy? Hi, I'm Scott Carew, CEO and founder of Freedom Property Investors, Australia's number one property investment advisory with over 7,500 members and clients. Now, in the last 3 months alone, over 500 of my clients have purchased an investment property in a growth location. What many property investors don't know is there is currently a property boom in affordable locations all around the country. To learn more, head to freedompropertyinvestors.com.au. That's freedompropertyinvestors.com.au.
Now, there's major news too today for our Defence Force. This story broke with Ray Hadley this morning. The entire fleet of our MRH-90 Taipan helicopters, all of the Taipans, will be grounded and they'll all be withdrawn from service. And that's more than a year before what was previously planned. So it's a year early. And it's as a result of this, that dreadful, dreadful crash in the Whitsundays. So for more, let's bring in Director of Strategic Analysis Australia, Michael Shoebridge, who's on the line. G'day, Michael.
Hey, Chris. Good to talk with you.
Didn't really have any other choice, did they?
No, they didn't. There were two crashes of the Taipan helicopter this year, one in March in Jervis Bay. Nine people had to be rescued. No one died. And then that horrific accident killing all four defence people on board the helicopter in July. And, you know, the government said today, well, the investigations into the July deadly crash will continue well into 2024. So they had nowhere to go.
So it means the federal government needs to scramble to speed up the delivery of the new Black Hawks. Is that possible?
Well, it is possible. And Sikorsky, the maker of them, really look like they're being helpful. So three have already turned up. And we hear from Minister Miles that at least a couple of them are already flying. But this is probably having to piggyback on other customers' orders, like the US Army. Luckily, we're buying the same configuration that the US Army works. But getting the helicopters is only part of it. You've got to get the pilots converted over to that specific helicopter type.
How easy is that to do?
Well, it takes... And it depends on aircraft type, but if you're going from a Black Hawk to an Apache attack helicopter, it takes about 2 to 3 months, and that's probably similar here, because you've got to do ground school where you understand the particular systems of the helicopter. You've got to get in a simulator, and then you've got to do flight training.
Hey, Michael, when you do take withdrawing Taipan helicopters from service, what happens to the helicopters themselves? Because they're expensive bits of machinery.
Yeah, well, there is a market for these. There are about 500 of the Taipan helicopter, different variants that that Airbus has made. The Germans are still flying them, some of the other Europeans. So there will be a market for the parts. And in fact, one of the big problems with the Taipan has been availability of parts. So in a weird way, to countries that are still operating them, these will be marketable things.
Michael, thanks so much for your time. Enjoy your weekend.
Thanks, Chris. You too.
Michael Shoebridge, Director of Strategic Analysis Australia. And after that dreadful and tragic crash where we lost four of our defence personnel in the Whitsundays, I don't think anyone's surprised to see that the Taipan helicopters will no longer be a feature of the Australian Defence Forces apparatus.
Are you looking for an investment property but unsure where to buy? Hi, I'm Scott Carew, CEO and founder of Freedom Property Investors, Australia's number one property investment advisory with over 7,500 members and clients. Now, in the last 3 months alone, over 500 of my clients have purchased an investment property in a growth location. What many property investors don't know is there is currently a property boom in affordable locations all around the country. To learn more, head to freedompropertyinvestors.com.au. That's freedompropertyinvestors.com.au.